The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After hearing his doctrine, many of the followers of Jesus said, "This is intolerable language. How could anyone accept it?" Jesus was aware that his followers were complaining about it and said, "Does this upset you? What if you should see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the outset those who did not believe and who it was that would betray him. He went on, "This is why I told you that no one could come to me unless the Father allows him." After this, many of his disciples left him and stopped going with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "What about you? Do you want to go away too?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, who shall we go to? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe, we know, that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. The context of this passage from John's Gospel, which we've just heard, is what is known as a very long discourse on Jesus as the bread of life. And if you'll pardon the pun, many of his followers could not stomach it. Why? Because they considered it a very hard teaching. So many at that point chose to desert him, abandon him, and go their different way. And then, of course, we hear Jesus directly address his apostles. "Well, what about you? Are you going to go as well?" But Peter, weak Peter, actually is inspired by God to recognize that it is actually Jesus, who is the Holy One of God. That it is only Jesus, in short, that can save, and Jesus who has the words of eternal life, who gives us eternal life. So often in our lives, I think we have a tendency, many of us, I imagine, to displace God in various ways, that we think that other things, or indeed people, can really fulfill our deepest needs and longings totally. Whether it be people, whether it be things, we can create idols, thinking that they can actually do it for us. But please God, we will quickly come to the awareness that actually they cannot meet our deepest needs and longing, because only the Lord Jesus Christ can, the living Word of God, the Son of God. Only he can meet our deepest longings and yearnings. Only in him can we find total fulfillment, which will be ultimately experienced when we pass this life. But even now, it is Jesus is the one who can free us from all our idols and from all those things that we have a tendency to place all our hope and trust in. Because at the end of the day, if we do that, we will come unstuck. So that's why we ask the Lord that he will always be at the center of our lives and permeate us, and all what we do, and influence all what we do, so that we are in union with him. We see with his eyes, and we behold others with his eyes. and regard others with his eyes, and also be touched by his heart and have the same heart as him. Because at the end of the day, it is Jesus who saves. So let us place all our trust in him.